59 right now at 94.3 Cat Country. All right, so I saw a post from a friend of mine, Sally, and she lives in New Hampshire, and she says she woke up the other morning, and she says most of my front lawn had turned brown overnight. Then I went into the garage, which faces the front lawn, and found dozens of dead bugs all over the floor. Hornets, crickets, ladybugs, spiders, etc., all dead. That's the first thing I thought. The day before, the floor didn't even have one bug on it. She says, I haven't used any chemicals at all, like weed killer or pesticides or anything. She says, and I live out in the middle of the woods. Even stranger, the backyard is still nice and green.
It's time to move.
She goes, I can't figure it out, but it's making me a little nervous.
I blame the neighbors.
And then she went on later to say she was talking to a guy who does landscaping, and he says her house might be located on top of an inactive volcano.
Where does she live again?
That's now giving off gas in New Hampshire.
What?
She says, that would be my luck, wouldn't it? So anyway, I told her, I said, well, I'll tell you what. And she says, if my basement starts heating up, I'm out of here, okay? So I told her, I said, I'm going to throw this out to our listeners, because I know we have really expert people in all kinds of fields listening. And I bet you we come up with a solution. So if you can help my friend Sally here, 893-9494, 800-700-5284. Grass turns brown overnight, dead bugs all over, backyard is totally good. What in the world is going on there, man? Again, besides the beginning of a great Stephen King novel, all right? 7:39 at 94.3 Cat Country.
We've all read
94.3 Cat Country. What a great song. Very latest from Randy Houser called Running Out of Moonlight. Hilly and Hart at 7:48 now.
Your 94.3 Cat Country weather forecast with the Banks of St. Elizabeth. Mostly cloudy skies today, high of 69. Right now, we're at 60.
So I told you about my friend who said that she woke up the other morning and found her front lawn had turned brown overnight.
Right.
And her garage, which faces the front lawn, had dead bugs all over the place inside. Really creepy. And she says, day before, there wasn't even one bug on the floor. Meanwhile, the backyard, still completely green. Very weird. Somebody suggested that she might be on, her house might be located on top of an inactive volcano. But we want to know what you think. And look,
I call shenanigans on that one.
Cat Country, hello.
I mean, I'd say in all probability an airplane happened to fly over that was dumping fuel. And the fuel, it just happened to blanket the front yard, probably the roof of the garage and everything. Henceforth, it would, you know, the fuel, jet fuel, airplane nav gas would kill the grass as well as all the bugs.
I hadn't considered that possibility.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, dumped fuel over top of her house, you know?
Yeah, whether it was an accident or, you know, they were intentionally dumping fuel, you know, to make some sort of emergency landing. But that'd be my guess.
What a bizarre possibility. Thank you.
And what an exciting option.
I'm telling you. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
And what he doesn't realize, though, is that feeds the conspiracy theorist in me like crazy, you know? I really shouldn't hear things like that, Aaron, because
yeah, it's true.
I start thinking all kinds of bizarre possibilities. 7:50 at 94.3 Cat Country. Hilly and Hart's furry friends on the way in 20 minutes. We'll do that at 8:10. And Winona, who, by the way, did such a great job. She wasn't a great dancer on Dancing with the Stars.
You were going to say that. I was like,
no.
Right.
But she did a tremendous job singing, performing the other night on the Dancing with the Stars finale, and she's next on Cat Country.